Chapter 22, Section 2, The Enlightenment in Europe. Before you read, in the last section you read how the scientific revolution began in Europe. In this section you will learn how the Enlightenment began in Europe. Two views on government. What were the views of Hobbes and Locke? The Enlightenment was an intellectual movement. Enlightenment thinkers tried to apply reason and the scientific method to laws that shaped human actions. They hoped to build a society founded on ideas of the scientific revolution. Two English writers, Thomas Hobbes and John Locke, were important to this movement. They came to very different conclusions about government and human nature. Hobbes wrote that there would be a war of every man against every man if there were no government. To avoid this war, Hobbes said people formed a social contract. It was an agreement between people and their government. People gave up their rights to the government so they could live in a safe and orderly way. The best government, he said, is that of a strong king who can force all people to obey. John Locke believed that people have three natural rights. They are life, liberty, and property. The purpose of government is to protect these rights. When it fails to do so, he said, people have a right to overthrow the government. Question 1. How were Hobbes's and Locke's views different? The philosophes advocate reason. Who were the philosophes? French thinkers called philosophes had five main beliefs. 1. Thinkers can find the truth by using reason. 2. What is natural is good and reasonable, and human actions are shaped by natural laws. 3. Acting according to nature can bring happiness. 4. By taking a scientific view, people and society can make progress and advance to a better life. And 5. By using reason, people can gain freedom. The most brilliant of the philosophes was the writer Voltaire. He fought for tolerance, reason, freedom of religious belief, and freedom of speech. Baron de Montesquieu wrote about separation of powers, dividing power among the separate branches of government. The third great philosophe was Jean-Jacques Rousseau. He wrote in favor of human freedom. He wanted a society in which all people were equal. Cesare Beccaria was an Italian philosopher. He spoke out against abuses of justice. Question 2. Name the types of freedoms that Enlightenment thinkers championed. Women and the Enlightenment. Legacy of the Enlightenment. What were Enlightenment views about individuals? Many Enlightenment thinkers held traditional views about women's place in society. They wanted equal rights for all men, but paid no attention to the fact that women did not have such rights. Some women protested this unfair situation. If all men are born free, stated British writer Mary Wollstonecraft, how is it that all women are born slaves? Enlightenment ideas strongly influenced the American and French revolutions. Enlightenment thinkers also helped spread the idea of progress. By using reason, they said, it is possible to make society better. Enlightenment thinkers helped make the world less religious and more worldly. They also stressed the importance of the individual. Question 3. Explain the influence of Enlightenment ideas.